我们请一起低头同心默祷。
Let us all bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门，哈利路亚，奉主是圣名啊，继续我们的今天晚上的讲习会哈。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we continue tonight's Bible seminar.
我们一起来唱诗63首。
Let us now sing hymn 63.
哈利路亚啊，奉主是圣名啊，继续我们的彼此的学习跟查考哦。
Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our learning and study.
感谢耶稣啊，在过去的两天晚上，我们以这个祭司啊的要求啊，祭司条例作为我们彼此学习的内容啊。
And thank God that over the past two nights, we have had the opportunity to study the topic of the guidelines for a priest.
很多人觉得啊，旧约讲的是历史，是已经过去的事情了。
Many people consider the Old Testament to be of the law, which has already passed.
是跟我们今天没有任何关系的。
That it does not have any direct application to us.
所以我们今天不需要读旧约。
So some people don't even read the Old Testament.
但是我们知道啊，神绝对不会做没有意义的事情啊。
But we know that God never does anything without His purpose.
所以神既然把这本圣经赐给我们每一个人呢、啊。
So God has granted us His Holy Bible.
不管是旧约或是新约，里面都对我们的信仰生活有绝对的重要跟绝对的教导。
So whether the Old Testament or the New Testament, every word of God has its application and teaching for our lives.
所以在新约，我们每一个人都要做神眼中的属灵祭司。
So according to the New Testament, each one of us should be His Holy Priests.
这是神对我们的期望哈。
And this is God's hope for us.
也是神对我们每一个人的要求。
And this is also His expectation for us.
所以我们就要看，从旧约当中看，旧约对祭司的要求是给我们今天什么样的教训哦。
So we can learn from the Old Testament what the guidelines for the priests mean for us today.
是我们知道今天做一个属灵祭司，我们当以行合适为正，行合适为美。
And so we can know that as we live our lives as priests in this world, that we can do everything according to God's will.
我们继续来看利未记的第21章哦。
So let us continue to study Leviticus chapter 21.
利未记21章的第16节。
Leviticus chapter 21 verse 16.
利未记21章16节。
Leviticus 21 verse 16.
神对摩西说，你告诉亚伦说，你世世代代的后裔，凡有残疾的，都不可进前来献他神的食物。因为凡有残疾的，无论是瞎眼的、瘸腿的、塌鼻子的、肢体有余的、折手折脚的、驼背的、矮矬的、眼睛有毛病的、长癣长疥的，或是损坏肾子的，都不可进前来。21。祭司亚伦的后裔，凡有残疾的，都不可进前来将火祭献给神。他有残疾，不可进前来献神的食物。那这里呢对亚伦的后裔的工作对亚伦的后裔他有直接的要求啊。
So here we see that there were direct instructions regarding the descendants of Aaron.
想要站在神的面前，想要服侍神是有要求的。
And so to stand before God and to serve Him has many instructions.
就像我们今天对自己啊，我们的信仰生活，我们的属灵生命也必须要有要求啊。
Just as today, we should have standards for our own life in faith.
有的人会这样子讲，有的人会这样告诉你啊。
Some people may say to you,
你干嘛信耶稣信得这么认真？
Why do you work so hard in believing in Jesus Christ?
信耶稣很自由，信耶稣很轻松的。
Actually, believing in Christ should be very easy and light.
你只要口里承认，心里相信，你就得救了。
As long as you confess with your lips and believe in your heart, then you'll be saved.
有人会告诉你啊。
Some people may tell you.
行为不重要。
That works or deeds are not
important. 你只要有爱心、有信心就可以了。
As long as you have love and faith, that's enough.
哇，这样子你就会得救啊，你就能够成功啊。
That's all it takes to succeed in your faith.
听起来好不好？
And it sounds all good.
听起来非常的好啊。
It sounds very nice.
行为不重要，我有心，我爱神，哎呀，神在我心里，我就可以得救了。
That my actions don't really matter. As long as in my heart I believe and love God, then that's all that matters.
所以听起来非常好。
So it sounds very good to us.
但是合不合圣经？
But is this according to the Bible?
从圣经里面一直给我们一个观念啊。
The Bible always gives us this teaching.
那主耶稣自己讲啊，天国是努力的人进去的啊。
Even Jesus himself said that the kingdom of God is for those who strive.
努力的人才能得着啊。
Only those who strive will receive it.
哦，所以如果有任何一个人告诉你啊，哎呀，随便信，有爱神，你就会得救了。
So if anybody tells you that all it takes is that you believe, then you'll be saved.
你要跟他说啊，你说谎，你骗人啊。
And you have to tell them that you're wrong.
那主耶稣讲啊，天国是努力的人才能进去的啊。
Jesus told us that the kingdom of God belongs to those who strive for
it. 哦，所以我们今天信仰啊，不要以为啊，啊，我只要爱神啊，我就可以，我就一定可以得救啊。
So we shouldn't think in our faith that all we have to do is love God and we'll be saved.
哦，我爱神，神爱我，哦，那就很好啦。
As long as I love God and God loves me, then all is good.
哦，讲得这样子非常好，那实际上不是这样啊。
This of course sounds very good, but it's not really the case.
哦，所以信仰一定要对自己有要求。
So we have to have expectations for our faith.
信仰一定要付出努力，付出代价。
And our faith also has to have some sort of sacrifice.
哦，所以保罗告诉我们啊。
So Paul tells us.
保罗说啊，凡立志敬虔度日的都要受逼迫啊。
And so, those who are fervent will always receive suffering.
我们来看一下哈。
Let's look at this verse.
我们来看一下提摩太前书哈。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太后书啊，提摩太后书的第三章啊。
Second Timothy chapter 3.
我们看提摩太后书的第三章。
Second Timothy chapter 3.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
提摩太后书的第三章第十二节
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12
他说不但如此凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的都要受逼迫啊！那这个是保罗告诉我们今天每一个信徒的话啊。
This verse reads, Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
哦，他说
他不, and this verse refers to us.
他不是说啊，可能会受逼迫哦。
And he does not say you may suffer persecution.
没有说或许你可能受逼迫啊。
He does not say it's a possibility.
他说你一定会受逼迫啊。
He says those who desire to live in Christ will suffer.
那这是保罗讲的啊。
This was what Paul said.
这也是保罗自己信仰上的体验啊。
This was also his own experience in the faith.
今天一个人如果立志要在基督耶稣里过敬虔的生活。
If a person desires to live a godly life in Christ Jesus.
一定会受到逼迫啊。
He or she will suffer persecution.
那我们今天就要问自己一个问题啊。
So that means we have a question.
请问一下，你有没有为信仰受过任何的逼迫？
Have we ourselves ever suffered persecution for
our faith? 如果你觉得你为了信仰你从来没有受过逼迫啊。
If you feel that you've never suffered any persecution for the faith.
啊，那有几个可能哦。
And there are some possibilities.
啊，第一个可能啊，就是保罗骗你啊。
The first is that Paul is tricking you.
啊，但是保罗应该不会骗你嘛，记在圣经里面啊。
But this shouldn't be the case since this is recorded in the Bible.
啊，第二个可能呢、啊、
？Second possibility.
就是你完全了。
The second is that you are perfect.
哇，你是完全像基督一样，所以已经看透了世界上的逼迫了。
That you are entirely like Christ, and so you've transcended all this persecution in the world.
啊，希望是这样啦。
We hope that this is true.
啊，但是不太可能啊。
But it's probably not that.
啊，如果不是第一，也不是第二个原因啊。
And so if it's not number one or number two.
啊，只有第三个可能啊。
Then it is the third.
啊，为什么你没有觉得你信仰受过逼迫？
Why do you feel that you've never suffered any persecution?
你觉得你的信仰充满了自由，充满了没有任何的压力。
You feel that your faith is very free and without any pressure.
啊，第三个可能就是你没有试着敬虔度日啊。
The third is that perhaps you are not really living godly in Christ Jesus.
如果我们非常容易在信仰上妥协
If we feel that our life in Christ is very easy.
哇，别人跟你讲说，哎，礼拜六出去玩啊，出去玩啊，没有容易妥协，自然没有逼迫啦。
And you feel it's easy to compromise your principles. For example, people invite you to go out on the Sabbath and you go out.
啊，所以信仰从来不是一个轻松可以达到的目标啊。
And so in that case, there's no reason to be persecuted.
啊，是对我们，所以我们在信仰路上要对自己有要求。
So in our lives of faith, we should have expectations.
要不断常常的自我反省跟检讨。
We should constantly examine ourselves.
要不断的让自己努力更加进步。
And we should constantly strive to improve.
哦，所以在这里啊，讲到有几种人，几种身体上的残疾是不能够来服侍神的。
So in Leviticus, it outlines several types of defects or handicaps in people that cannot be serving God.
哦，如果我们今天有这种属灵残疾啊，我们要赶快想办法把自己医好啊。
So if we find these kinds of defects in ourselves, then spiritually we have to correct them.
找到问题的关键。 先看到自己的问题哦。
We have to find the source of the problem and see where we are wrong.
然后啊，找主，然后找到最大的医生。
And then seek after the greatest physician.
啊，然后求主耶稣把我们医好哦。
And to ask our Lord Jesus to heal us.
啊，但是要被医治，你必须要先知道自己有问题呀。
However, in order to be healed, you have to know you have an illness.
一个信徒不怕他属灵生命有问题。
A believer should not be afraid that there's a problem.
最怕的是有问题自己却不知道。
The greatest fear is that we have a problem and yet do not know it.
最怕的是有残疾自己觉得自己非常健康。
That we have some sort of defect and yet feel that we are healthy.
所以我们在学习当中就要去反省回想自己的生命啊。
So as we are learning, we should constantly examine ourselves.
是不是有一些跟这里一样的问题呢？
Do we also carry these kinds of defects in our own lives?
我们昨天讲到第一个就是瞎眼的啊。
Yesterday we touched on the first one, which is blindness.
一个瞎眼的人，眼睛看不见，活在黑暗里面啊。
A person who is blind cannot see and lives in darkness.
所以虽然信主，但是生活没有改变。
So perhaps they may believe in Christ, but not have any change in
their lives. 虽然外表看起来有信仰，但实际内在却不相信神。
Even though they say they believe in God, but they do not actually act in the same way.
所以他的生活虽然信了耶稣，但是仍然活在黑暗里面啊。
And so, even though they may appear to believe in Christ, but they still believe, they act in their old ways.
所以我们不要做瞎眼的人啊。
And so, this is a person who lives in darkness.
既然要信耶稣，就好好的信。
And if you believe, then you should believe well.
既然要做基督徒，就要做得像。
And if you are a Christian, you should be a true Christian.
所以我们说演什么像什么嘛。
And so, as we live, we should.
所以我们要认清自己的身份
so we should understand our status,
才能够善尽自己的本分、啊、
so that we can live up to it.
在这里第一个讲瞎眼的
so the first refers to the blind.
第二个讲说是瘸腿的、啊、
the second refers to those who are lame.
瘸腿就是有腿不能走
the person who is lame has legs but cannot walk.
看起来是有用、啊、但是那个脚看起来有但是没有实际上任何的用处啊
So even though the leg is there, but it cannot actually function.
所以啊，我们今天不要做一个瘸腿的信徒啊。
So we should not be a lame believer either.
有时候道理听很多。
Perhaps we have listened to many sermons.
哇，好像那个火星人，那个头越来越大，越来越大哦。
And we've
alien 啊，好像那个外星人的那个图片哦。
Our head becomes stuffed with more and more sermons.
哇，头越来越大，越来越大，但是小手小脚啊。
Even though our head is very big, our hands and our feet are very small.
有时候啊，我们如果只听到不行道，就变成这个样子啊。
So if we only listen to the world, to the word, but do not do it, then that is what we are.
成为什么？成为言语上的巨人，行动上的侏儒啊。
And so we may become a giant in word only, but in actuality, we are a dwarf.
所以啊，那个没有办法行出道理来，就是瘸腿的啊。
And so a person who has legs but cannot walk is lame.
所以我们今天不要做瘸腿的人哦。
So we should not be like that where we know what we should do but do not act upon it.
当然我们听到了很多道理不见得能够马上把它全部行出来啊。
Of course, we have learned many things that we may not be able to immediately fulfill.
但是啊至少你必须要先试试看先努力看看啊。
But at least you should try.
先从你所听到的每一样道理你就先试一点慢慢有在进步就好。
And if you even take a little bit of what you've learned and try it to improve in your lives, then that is good.
听到道理是为我们自己听的啊。
And we listen to the sermon for our own benefit.
是让我们能够行走，让我们能够行道的。
So that we can continue to walk along this path.
不要帮别人听道理啊。
We shouldn't listen for others' benefit.
有几次啊，我那从讲台下来啊。
So there are several times I, after giving a sermon.
就有信徒会来说，传道你讲的真好。
And the believers would come to me and say, Preacher, you gave a good sermon
today. 你就是在讲那个谁谁谁，对不对？
And they said, Oh, you were talking about so-and-so, weren't you?
我心里想说，我就在讲你啊。
And in my heart, I was thinking, I was talking to you.
有时候我们很喜欢帮人家听道理啊。
Sometimes we listen on others' behalf.
每次听到道理就觉得传道在讲他，传道在讲他，错了，传道在讲我，在讲你。
So we may think that, oh, the preacher is talking about them, or the preacher is directing the message to them, but actually he's talking to you.
替别人听道理一点用都没有啊。
So it really doesn't do you any good to listen on others' behalf.
你要为自己听道理。
You have to listen on your own behalf.
从你听到的道理之后去改变你自己的行为。
So that from the words that you hear, you can change your actions.
所以你才会有健壮的双腿能够行走天路。
And so that your limbs will be strong so you can walk on this way to the kingdom of God.
我们昨天谈到第三个就是那个塌鼻子毁容的哦。
We also talked about those with a marred face.
哦，那个啊，让人家一看到就很不舒服啊。
And those with a marred face are not very attractive.
哦，所以啊，我们今天不要让人家一看到就觉得这个人不行啊。
And so we shouldn't allow others to have the same feeling towards us.
而有时候啊，你要认识你自己是什么人。
So you need to know who you are.
有时候我们以为自己的样子跟别人的眼中样子是不太一样的啊。
The way we see ourselves is sometimes quite different from how others see us.
啊，其实你要怎么样认识你自己？
How do you know yourself?
其实很简单哦，先看看你最好的朋友长什么样子哦。
So first, it's easy to see who your friends are like.
你看你通常都跟什么样的人在一起
？And see who you like to hang out with.
啊，通常或多或少，他身上都有一些你的样子啊。
So in some ways, they are quite like you.
哦，那找你几个奇怪，你最好的朋友都有共同的特点是什么？通常你也有那个特点啊。
And so if your friends have something in common, then you probably also share that in common with them.
哦，所以啊，我们今天如果是一个很多人不喜欢的人啊。
So if we are a person that is not well liked by anyone.
啊，不要觉得说那是因为我太公义了，我太属灵了，所以啊，别人啊啊没有办法承受我的光亮啊。
Don't think that, oh, because I am so holy and so righteous, other people cannot sustain my glory.
啊，当你还这样想的时候啊，你就是还活在黑暗里面啊。
If you think that, then you are probably living in darkness.
啊，所以我们今天不要看错自己啊。
So we shouldn't misjudge ourselves.
一个真正好的基督徒哦。
A truly good Christian.
他对自己应该是看得很清楚的。
Should know who they are very clearly.
啊，所以我们如果看自己看不清楚啊。
So if we don't see ourselves clearly.
我们祷告求主耶稣让我们看清楚自己到底是什么模样啊。
We should ask our Lord Jesus to show us who we truly are.
现在的人啊，很重视自己的外貌。
Nowadays, people are very concerned about their appearance.
啊，我们花了很多的时间啊，在希望装扮自己，让自己更美啊。
So we spend a lot of time dressing ourselves or making ourselves up.
哦，所以什么钱最好赚？
So what is the most lucrative business?
啊，就是卖化妆品最好赚啊。
Cosmetics.
啊，因为什么？因为现在的人都重视在乎自己的外貌哦。
Because many people are very concerned about how they appear.
啊，但是很多时候我们忽略掉自己里面那个人长得到底美不美啊。
But sometimes we neglect whether the inner self is as beautiful.
啊，有的人啊，那个真的啊，让人看得很漂亮。
Some people are truly attractive on the outside.
但是一开口啊，哇，大家就赶快退避三舍啊。
But as soon as they open their mouths, then you take a step back.
欸，但是有些人啊，虽然外表很普通。
Even though some people may appear very plain.
但是你跟他在一起久，你会发觉他越来越美啊。
But the longer you spend with them, you realize how beautiful they are as a person.
所以我们要问问自己啊。
So that leads us to this question.
我们是不是一个美丽的人啊？
Are we a beautiful person?
那在这里说，你要进前来侍奉神，你呀，不能够塌鼻子，不能够有坏的样子啊。
So it says that those who serve God cannot have a marred face.
哦，要有好的形象，好的名声。
We need to have a good reputation and a good appearance before others.
让人因为看见你就看到了基督啊。
And so that others can see Christ in you.
哦，有些人呐，认识你之后啊，就发觉说啊，哎，你这个人不一样哦。
And so some people who come to know you realize you are quite different.
那在纽约教会哈，有一个信徒就是这样来信耶稣的哦。
There's a believer in New York who came to believe because of this.
然后他在上班的地方啊，看到有一个同事常常被人家欺负哦。
And this person saw that one of their coworkers at work was constantly being pestered.
哎，但是奇怪啊，他这个同事啊，不管人家怎么占他便宜欺负他，都笑一笑都没有关系啊。
But no matter how much others took advantage of him, he always smiled and didn't seem to mind.
他说上班好多年了，从来没有看过他生过气啊。
And so he never saw this colleague become angry.
别人都觉得这个人好傻。
And other people thought that he was quite dumb.
诶，可是他觉得说这个人很不一样啊。
But he thought this person was actually quite unique.
所以有一天下班了以后哦。
So one day after work.
哇，他就跟着这个人，跟着他的同事，跟，就跟到教会来了。
And he followed his colleague all the way to the church.
就信主啦。
And then he came into church and
就带他的家人也来信主啦。
And he brought his family as well.
所以啊，今天你在别人眼中是一个什么样的人？
So think about what you are like in the eyes of others.
会决定你今天在侍奉的路上能够走到多远啊。
And this will also determine how far you can go in your service.
我们继续往下看哦。
Let's also continue reading.
在十八节这里说肢体有余的哈，那这里还讲到说啊啊，这个多一只手或多一只脚的哈。
This says that if anyone has a excess limb.
哦，啊，其实它原来的意思，哦，原来的意思不一定，不是说多一只手或多一只脚啦。
The original meaning may not have referred to an extra limb.
它是讲肢体残缺的，哦。
It refers to whether the limbs are unequal.
哦，就可能啊，有一只手，有的时候一只剩下四只手指头啊，或就是那种你的身体里面有一些残缺，肢体有残缺的哦。
Referring to if one of your limbs might be, say, missing a finger or might be defective.
那今天我们的手、我们的脚代表我们侍奉的道路啊。
Our hands and our feet represent the direction of our service.
那什么叫做肢体有余或肢体残缺呢？
So what does it mean to have a limb too long or an excessive limb?
哦，就是啊，你在工作当中啊，没有办法把它完成啊，有但是不完整啊。
And that means that your work is there but not complete.
哦，应该五只指头侍奉，你只剩下四只啊。
Even though you might have you should be doing five fingers worth of work, but you only do four.
哦，虽然有在做工，但是总是缺了一点。
Even though you are doing the work, but there's something always lacking.
虽然有在参与，但是总是没有用心。
And maybe you participate in the holy work, but you're not fully attentive.
有时候只是变成一种习惯。
It could be just habitual.
有时候是只是有时候是缺乏了一天，缺乏了足够的付出。
And perhaps it just lacks a little bit of effort.
所以有残缺的侍奉啊。
So that means your service is not quite complete.
但是我们今天侍奉神，常常是剩下的才要给耶稣啊。
Sometimes in our service, we just give the leftovers to Jesus.
哦，有一个信徒这样子说哦。
There's a believer who once said.
说我现在很忙啊。
He said, I'm very busy.
我现在啊，这是大发展我事业的机会啊。
This is my chance in a lifetime to expand my career.
我的工作，我的前途，我的未来，哇，非常的远大。
My work and my career and my future are very great.
现在啊，现在没有时间做圣工啊。
So I really don't have time to do holy work.
现在啊，现在没有时间服侍神啊。
I really don't have time to serve God right
now. 他说啊，等我以后老了退休了没事做，我再来做圣工啊。
And I'll wait until I'm retired and have nothing to do, then I'll serve God.
你确定那个时候主耶稣还要用你吗？
Are you sure that Jesus will still want to use you then?
当然，主耶稣用人不是年纪的问题。
Of course, Jesus' use of us servants is not dependent on age.
很多年纪很大的信徒啊，仍然在侍奉的管道上，在神眼中非常有用。
There are many elderly people who are valuable servants in the eyes of God.
侍奉神是心态的问题。
Serving God is a matter of the heart.
如果你只是想说，等我以后老了没事做的时候再来做圣工，神不一定要啊。
And if you think that I'll just reserve the time I have in my retirement to serve God, God might not want to use you at that time.
神为什么那时候要接你剩下来的？
Why would God want to use your leftovers?
所以我们今天侍奉神啊，不，我们今天侍奉神要用心，要完整。
So our service to God should be with our full heart.
不只是老了要侍奉。
We shouldn't just wait until we're old.
年轻的时候也要侍奉。
We have to serve God when we're young.
中年的时候也要侍奉。
We have to serve God in our middle age.
在凡事在生活当中寻找机会，善用时间来侍奉神。
That no matter at what stage in our life, we should find the time to serve God with our fullest.
年轻有年轻该做的工作。
So there's work for us to do when we are young.
年老的有年老的服侍方法。
And when we are elderly, also God still has work for us.
这才叫做完整，这才会得神的喜悦啊。
And so in serving God completely, this is what is pleasing to God.
那接下来19节说有那个折手折脚的哦。
Verse 19 says, "A man who has a broken foot or broken hand."
这个折手折脚、断手断脚啊，这就比那个肢体残缺更严重啦。
So, a broken foot or a broken hand is more severe than a person with a limb too long.
这个是根本没有在侍奉的啊。
This is somebody who doesn't serve at all.
没有侍奉，不参与圣工。
Someone who doesn't participate in the holy work.
因为没有手没有脚，不能做事啊。
Because they don't have a hand or a foot, and so they don't serve.
有时候我们常会觉得啊，侍奉啊，这个做圣工是别人的事啊。
Sometimes we may think that serving God belongs to other people.
年轻人去做就好了。
We should just let the younger people do it.
这个有传道、有长职、有负责人，要不要选他们干什么？
And leave it to the pastors or the deacons or the council members. What are they there for?
有时候我们觉得我的工作就是什么，负责聚会，中午吃饭，下午奉献啊。
And so my responsibility is to come to service in the morning, have lunch, and then offer in the afternoon.
那真的是这样子而已吗？
Is that all?
哦，绝对不是啊。
Absolutely not.
神拣选我们每一个人，一定有我们可以做的工作。
God has given us and chosen us so that there is definitely work for us to do.
一定有神为我们预备在这个圣，在这个神的家中有一个位置让我们去付出。
And God has prepared for us this place in His household so that we have a contribution.
每一个人都不一样。
Everybody's different.
但是我们必须要去寻找到到底在这个家里神为我预备的位置在哪里。
But we have to ask God what our place in His household is.
所以每个人都要侍奉，每个人都要参与教会的圣工。
So everyone should contribute to the holy work.
你说，哎呀，我年纪很大了，我没有办法出去访问。
You may say that I am so old, I can't go out and visit other people.
没有关系啊，你有可以做的事情啊。
It's okay, there is something you can do.
有一间教会啊，有一个老姐妹哦。
Once in a church, there's an elderly sister.
这个老姐妹啊，年纪很大了啊。
The sister was quite advanced in age.
但是啊，每次安息日啊，她都会提早来到教会哦。
But every Sabbath, she would come early to church.
啊，然后啊，就会拿个抹布啊，开始啊，那个教会的椅子啊、桌子啊，开始慢慢擦啊。
And so she would take a mop and a rag and then start to wipe down all the tables and chairs.
因为她年纪很大，所以教会的一些青年就觉得很不好意思啊。
And because she was so elderly, many of the youths were embarrassed.
那怎么会让老人家来做这些工作呢？
But how could they let such an elderly sister take up this
work? 结果他们就跟这个阿嬷说，阿嬷，阿嬷，你休息啦，这个我们年轻人来就好了。
So they said, Grandma, why don't you take a rest? We'll take care of it.
结果哇，这个阿嬷就生气啦。
So she got angry.
她说哇，我现在年纪很大啦。
She said, I know that I'm old.
我现在没有办法像以前一样啊，跟传道出去访问啊。
I'm not able to go out all the time with the pastor to go visiting.
我只能够现在能做就是擦擦教会的桌子椅子，尽一点我的心力。
She said, so this is the least I can do is to take care of a little bit of the church in this way.
啊，你们这些小孩还要跟我抢，真的很坏。
And so she said, how can you even take this away from me? You're so mean.
什么叫做爱神的心？这就在这里啦。
So this is a great example of what it means to love God.
不是你做了什么。
It doesn't matter what it is you do.
而是你愿意做什么。
But rather what you are willing to do.
对这个阿嬷来讲，她做她能够做的，在神眼里这就是最美的工。
So for this grandma, she was willing to offer what she could to God, and this is the most beautiful in God's eyes.
所以请问我们今天在神的家中，我们到底做了什么？
So we should ask ourselves, what have we done in God's household?
当以色列人在跟亚玛利人打仗的时候，
When the Israelites were battling the Amalekites,
那个摩西对约书亚说，
Moses said to Joshua,
说你啊，带人去前面打仗啊。
He said, take the army and go to the battlefield.
我上山去为你祷告啊。
Moses went up to the mountain to pray.
所以年轻人去前面打仗啦。
So Joshua, being the younger, went to the battlefield.
老人家上山替他们祷告，求神帮助啊。
And Moses, the elder, went to the mountain to ask God for his help.
这就是新旧世代侍奉的合一啊。
And so this is the older and the younger generation hand in hand serving God.
所以不要做一个折手折脚从不参与的信徒啊。
So we should not be like the believer who has a broken foot or hand who does not do the work.
在教会当中一定有我可以做的事情。
No matter what, there's always something we can offer in the church.
请问你知道你应该要做什么吗？
Do you know what you should be doing?
请问你知道你到底能做什么吗？
Do you know what you can do?
如果你知道，
If you know,
感谢主，努力去做。
Then thank God, go and do it.
只要做到好，你在神眼里就是又忠心又良善的仆人。
So if you do this well, in God's eyes, you will be the good and faithful servant.
如果你不知道，
if you do not know,
那你要努力祷告哦。
Then you should pray harder.
努力祷告，求神告诉我说，我到底应当在你的家中如何来服侍你。
And ask God, in what way can I best serve you in your household?
一定有服侍的管道。
There's always something that we can offer.
一定有为你预备的工作。
There's always some work God has prepared for.
我们看回来利未记的二十一章哈。
Let's return back to Leviticus chapter 21.
二十节。
Verse
20. 他这里讲到说，还有驼背的、矮矬的、眼睛有毛病的。好，他下一个讲到说是驼背的人也不可以来侍奉啊。
Here, a person who has a hunchback cannot serve God.
那什么叫做驼背的人？
What does it mean to be a hunchback?
驼背就是啊，没有办法直起腰来嘛。
A person with a hunchback cannot stand straight.
如果你没有办法直起腰来，
If you can't stand straight,
那你看到的是什么？
Then what do you look at?
你就只有看到地面啊，看到地上啊。
Then all you can see is the ground.
驼背的人是看不到天上，是没有办法直起来，没有办法往上看的啊。
A person who is a hunchback cannot lift their eyes to see the sky.
亚伦的子孙驼背的不可以来服事啊。
So the descendants of Aaron who are hunchbacks could not serve God.
信耶稣的人如果只看地面也不可以来服事啊。
And so a believer who only looks at the ground also cannot serve.
什么叫做只看地面？
What does it mean to look at the ground?
就是你的人生的专注，你努力的目标，你追求的方向，全部都是往下地上的事情啊。
That is the entire direction of your life, all of your effort is towards things on this earth.
作为一个基督徒，我们要努力的工作。
So as a good Christian, we should work hard.
但是我们活着不是为了工作。
But our purpose in life is not just work.
我们工作是为了提供给我们的生活上的需要。
Our work or our livelihood is to support what we need.
但是要千万记得我们活着神创造我们绝对不是为了只是让我们工作赚钱啊。
Remember that God's purpose in creating you was not just so that you could make money in this world.
生命当中一定有一个更高的意义，有一个更高的价值。
Our life must have a greater purpose and a greater meaning.
这个是我们如果只是往地上看，我们是看不到的啊。
So if we only look at the ground, we can't see this greater purpose.
所以啊，要不要做一个驼背的人，要能够直起腰来看见天上啊。
So we cannot be a hunchback, we have to be able to stand straight to see heaven.
因为当你看见了天上，你才能够看见那个人生更高的意义啊。
Because if you look above to heaven, can you see the purpose of your life?
我们来看一下哥林多前书的第十五章哦。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章的第十九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19.
哥林多前书的第十五章十九节啊。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19.
在这里说，我们若靠基督只在今生有盼望，就算是比众人都可怜呐。他讲说，如果你一个基督徒信耶稣信了一辈子，你只在这个世界上有盼望，你好可怜呐。
This verse reads, if in this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. That
means that if we
only believe in this world, in this whole life, and we don't see heaven, then we are to be pitied.
信耶稣信到不认识永生哦。
And believing in Christ is not only for the eternal kingdom.
信耶稣不知道追求天国。
If we believe in Christ but don't know about pursuing heaven,
那在这里说你比众人都可怜啊。
Then we are to be pitied above all people.
所以不要做一个驼背啊，整天就是看地上啊。
So we should not be a hunchback looking at the ground all day long.
有一次啊，黄传道讲哈，那黄世明传道说哈。
Once preacher Huang said.
那黄传道他有一个很有趣的嗜好，他很喜欢养鸡啊。
He has a very interesting hobby, which is raising chickens.
为什么一个传道会喜欢养鸡，我就不知道了啊。
So why is it that a preacher would like to raise chickens?
但他有时候啊，会跟我们分享他养鸡的心得哦。
But sometimes he'll share with us his reflections on raising chickens.
他说有时候啊，就站在后院啊，看那个鸡哦，这样一整天这样子，这样咚咚咚咚咚咚咚这样一直翻石头啊，找就他从早到晚就在石头缝里面找东西吃啊。
So he would observe his chickens, and all day long they would be poking around on the ground, flipping over stones, looking for things.
他说：“哇，鸡一整天就是这样子，只是两眼盯着地上，不断的啊找这些什么啊小虫啊，找这些什么这种籽粒啊这种东西来吃啊。”
So all day long they're looking at the ground, looking for bugs or grains, things to eat.
他说：“有时候啊，如果一个人啊信耶稣信到变这样啊。”
So he said, if a person believes in Christ and is just like this chicken.
信耶稣就像鸡一样啊，整个脑袋这样咚咚咚咚咚咚咚，就是从早到晚一直在寻找世界上各样的好处啊，很可怜啊。
And if all day long you're just dok 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 poking on the ground, looking for things in this world, then you're very pitiful.
所以我们今天啊，不要做一个驼背的人啊。
So don't be a hunchback.
直起腰来。
You have to straighten up.
仰望天上。
Look towards heaven.
因为上面有一个更高的价值，有一个更美的目标。
Because there's a greater value and a greater purpose to your life.
那个才是真正值得追求的。
That is the goal that we should be pursuing.
所以保罗说啊，看那个天上为我所存丰厚无比永远的荣耀啊。
So Paul said that the crown that is set before me is far greater than anything in this world.
为什么保罗愿意承受人生这么多的苦难？
Why is it that he was willing to suffer so much?
为什么保罗能够做出让我们无法想象的伟大圣功？
Why is it that he was able to do so many great works for God?
就是因为他看得比我们每个人都远，看得比我们每个人都清楚。
It is because he was able to see farther and more clearly than any of us.
他看见将来为他预备的那个荣耀了。
He saw the glory that was prepared for him in the future.
所以保罗说，世界上这些苦难啊，都是什么？不，都是没有什么。他说，世界上这些苦难都是这种。自战自清的，没有什么了不起的。
So that is why he said, all the suffering and the pain of this world is really nothing.
今天如果你看不见天上的荣耀哦
，Today if you cannot see the glory of heaven,
你在教会里为耶稣受一点苦啊，你就可以哇哇大叫啊。
And if you suffer just a little bit for Christ, then you might be crying all the way.
你如果看不到将来永远神为你所预备的天家
，If you can't see the place in heaven that God has prepared for you,
今天你跟一个信徒小小的冲突，你可能就记他个二十年啊。
Maybe a very small conflict with another believer might be a grudge that you hold
on to for 20
years.
你可能就随口就说我不来教会啦。
And you might say, forget it, I'm not coming to church anymore.
一点小小的冲突
，just because of a little conflict.
一点小小的逼迫
，or a little bit of persecution.
为主耶稣吃一点小小的苦
，a little bit of suffering for Christ.
你就不要啦。
And then you just turn away.
为什么？因为你看不见那个天上为你所预备那个荣耀的奖赏。
Why? Because you can't see the greater reward waiting for you in heaven.
今天一个人啊，如果看清楚奖赏了哦、
If a person can see his reward clearly,
他就愿意付出代价、啊、
then he is willing to pay the price.
如果今天你老板跟你说、啊、
If your boss today tells you,
如果你今天老板跟你讲说、啊、哎，你从这个月开始、哦、每天加薪、每天加班两个小时啊。
Your boss tells you from today you have to do 2 hours of overtime.
我月底给你加薪10,000块啊。
But at the end of the month, I'll give you a $10,000 bonus.
你会怎么说？加三个小时也没问题嘛。
And you'll say, of course, I'll do overtime for 3 hours.
因为你看到那个价值了，你愿意啊，愿意付出啊。
Because you see the reward that's waiting for you, you're willing to pay the price.
但是如果你的老板跟你说啊
，But if your boss tells you,
哎，从今天开始加班三个小时啊。
You have to do overtime 3 hours a day.
月底啊。减薪一个人减2,000啊
But at the end of the month, I'm going to cut your pay by $2,000.
你要不要做
？Are you going to do it?
第一，要么你就是辞职嘛。
First, you might quit.
如果你不能辞职，你就是在那混嘛，不努力嘛。
If you don't quit, then you might just while away the time.
因为没有价值啊。
Because there's no meaning for you.
所以今天你所看见的价值，决定你人生追求的方向。
So the things that you see are valuable are going to determine the direction of your life.
你人生追求的方向，决定你今天生活的方法。
And the direction of your life will definitely determine your lifestyle.
所以一个看见天上能够仰望天上的人活出来就是一个不一样的生活啊。
And so if you set your eyes upon heaven and the goal of heaven, then your life will be completely different.
所以我们今天不要啊，作为一个驼背看不见天的人啊。
So we should not be a hunchback, a person who never looks to heaven.
那接下来说啊，有那个矮矬的哈。
个子很矮的、哦。Verse 20 says dwarf.
哦，那个、矮矬、哦、就是小矮人呐、啊，啊，不会长大的哈、哦。
A dwarf is somebody who cannot grow to their full height.
那、哦、有时候我们看到有些人啊，那个有时候看到、哦、有的那个看起来脸哦，看起来蛮老的啊，但是个子非常非常小哦。
So sometimes you can see people whose faces are mature, but they are very short.
啊，那个是他们可能天生身体就有一些身体上的缺陷，身体上的状况啊。
And it's probably because of some physical condition that they have.
但是啊，属灵上不可以做一个矮矬的，属灵上不可以做小矮人啊。
But spiritually speaking, we cannot be a dwarf.
那为什么不能做小矮人
？Why can't we be a dwarf?
小矮人就是没有办法正常生长，没有办法长大的啊。
A dwarf is somebody who cannot grow to their full stature.
可能啊，信主信很多年了、啊，还是小矮人啊。
And some people may be believers for a long time, but still be dwarfs.
信主信很多年了、啊，什么道理还是都不明白啊。
They can be believers for a long time, but still not understand the truth.
信主信很多年了、啊，个性脾气没有一样改的啊。
And they can be believers for a long time, but still have the same personality.
所以我们今天要问问自己啊。
So we have to ask ourselves.
我们信主多久了？
How long have we believed?
今天的我有没有比十年前的我更好？
Is the person I am today better than I was 10 years ago?
今天的我有没有比信主之前的我更好？
Is the person I am today better than when before I believed in Christ?
今天的我有没有比昨天的我更好啊？
Is the person I am today better than I was yesterday?
所以我们信主必须要成长啊。
So when we believe in Christ, we need to grow.
不要觉得说啊，我信主了就停在原来那个样子啊。
We shouldn't think that once we believe in Christ, we just stay that way.
当你一个小 baby
For example, a baby.
啊，说我们养过小孩就知道啊，小 baby 小 baby 很可爱哦。
All of us who have children know that a baby is very cute.
啊，抱在怀里啊，觉得这样子肉肉的很舒服哦。
And when you hold them in your arms, it's very comfortable.
啊，有时候会哭啊，会闹啊，那个小孩子就是这样啊。
Sometimes they might cry or fuss, and that's the way they are.
啊，所以啊，他是 baby 的时候喜欢抱抱啊。
And when they're a baby, they like to be held.
啊，有事情他就哭。
When there's a problem, they cry.
然后啊，那个叫做很可爱啊。
This is very adorable.
三岁啊，如果还要抱抱啊，那也还是很可爱啊。
When they're 3 years old and they still want to be held, that's still kind of cute.
当他30岁啊，一遇到问题就叫妈妈抱抱啊，这个妈妈可能笑不出来啊。
However, if that person grows to be 30 and they still cry asking for their mom, then there's a problem.
如果一遇到什么事情就是哭啊，就是找妈妈那个妈妈会应该会蛮难过的啊。
And if at that age they're still crying for their mom to solve their problems, then I'm sure the mom would be very sad.
因为那是没有成长啊。
Because that child has not grown up.
父母亲对孩子都有一个期盼。
And so parents always have a hope for their children.
他希望他的孩子能够渐渐长大成人。
That they may see their children grow gradually to be mature.
天父对我们也有一个期望啊。
And our heavenly Father also has this hope for us.
也是希望我们能够在神在人面前渐渐长大，满有属灵丰盛的力量。
So that gradually, day by day, we may also grow to our full stature in the Spirit.
作为一个矮矬的不会长大的人啊。
So a person who is a dwarf who cannot grow up.
就是信主多年没有改变啊。
As a person who has believed for a long time but yet never matured.
所以啊，圣经上面有讲到哦。
So the Bible also teaches us.
啊，在提摩太后书里面讲啊，有的人啊，长久学道却不懂道理啊。
Paul says that there are people who have constantly heard the word but never learned it.
学道理学很多年啊，但是完全没有听进去啊。
They have listened to the word for many, many years, but never actually received it.
来聚会来很多年啊，但是完全没有改变啊。
They might have come to church for many years, but never actually changed.
信耶稣信很多年啊，但是非常容易被骗啊。
They might have believed for a long time, but are still easily deceived.
叫做长久学道却不懂道理的人啊。
And these people who have heard the word for a long time, but yet never really learned.
这个叫做信仰上矮矬的人啊。
So these are spiritual dwarfs.
圣经里面讲到有一个人叫撒该哦。
The Bible tells of a person named Zacchaeus.
当然了，圣经没有说他是小矮，他没有讲说他是侏儒哦。
The Bible never said he was really a dwarf.
他圣经只是讲说他个子很矮啊。
But it does describe him as being short.
那个子很矮就出了一个很大的问题啊。
So, because he was short, there was a problem.
他说他看不见耶稣啊。
He could not see Jesus.
所以我们如果今天一直停留在信仰的开端。
So, if we only stay at the status of our early faith.
信主信很多年还是只会吵只会闹要人家关心从来没有办法在圣公在教会上有任何的付出。看不到耶稣啊。
If we can only ask for other people's help and cry out whenever there's a problem, we might not ever grow up to see Jesus.
当我们刚接触信仰的时候
When we first come to the faith,
我们就好像小 baby 啊，那个不会就哭嘛。
We're just like an infant. When we need something, we cry.
啊，哭了啊，爸爸妈妈就马上就来照顾啦。
And when we cry out, then the parents come to take care of us.
但是不要只停留在这种哭哭闹闹的阶段啊。
But we shouldn't stay at that stage where we're always crying and fussing for help.
慢慢要长大。
We need to gradually mature.
遇到困难要祷告。
When we have problems, we need to seek God in prayer.
不要只是等教会的信徒来关心你，来帮助你，来安慰你。
We shouldn't always wait for the other members to come and care for us, to take care of us.
要学着试试看去关心，去帮助那些软弱的信徒。
We should start to look at whether we can also offer help to other people.
不要只是不断的收，不断的要。
We shouldn't be always stretching out a hand for help.
要学习付出，要学习给予。
We have to learn to be a giver rather than a receiver.
这叫做成长的信仰。
And this is a faith that matures.
所以我们今天要做祭司，要侍奉，就要成长。
And so, as we grow, we need to give more.
不要对目前的我感到知足，感到满意。
We shouldn't be satisfied with who we are today.
要不断的进步。
We have to constantly improve.
不断的努力。
And constantly work hard.
不断的追求哦。
Constantly pursue God.
接下来说啊，眼睛有毛病啊。
Verse 20 says, next, a defect in his eye.
这里没有讲说是哪一种毛病啊。
It doesn't say what kind of defect.
但是啊，眼睛有毛病啊，大概就是看不清楚吧。
A person with a defect in the eye must affect the vision.
哦，一个人呐，怎么样叫做属灵上眼睛有毛病啊？
What does it mean to have a spiritual problem with your eye?
可能是啊，是非不能判断。
It could be that they cannot tell the difference between truth and falsehood.
啊，那个对错不能决定啊。
Or cannot tell the difference between right and wrong.
啊，好坏不能分辨啊。
Or good and evil.
啊，所以那叫做眼睛有毛病嘛。
So that must be a defect of the eye.
啊，所以我们今天呢，信耶稣不要信到啊，不知好坏啊。
So we shouldn't be a believer who doesn't know the difference between right and wrong.
我们来看一下马可福音的第八章哦。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 8.
马可福音的第八章
Mark chapter 8、
啊、这里就有讲到一个眼睛有毛病的人、啊、
This describes a man who had a visual problem
马可福音的第八章
Mark chapter 8
的第二、啊、第八章二十二节、哦、
Mark chapter 8 verse 22
他说、啊、他们来到伯赛大有人带一个瞎子来求耶稣摸他耶稣拉着瞎子的手领他到村外吐唾沫在他眼上领他按走在他身上问他说你看见什么二十四
24.
他就抬头一看说我看见人了好像树木并且行走
25.
随即又按走在他眼睛上他定睛一看就复了原样样看得清楚、哦、这是一个很有趣的一个神迹记载、啊、
This is a very interesting record of a miracle、
哦、在圣经里面没有看到任何一个其他类似的记载、啊
There's no other miracle quite like it in the Bible.
为什么这里很奇怪?
Why is this unusual?
因为在这里耶稣居然用了两次把这个瞎眼的人医好哦。
Because here Jesus performed this healing in two steps.
耶稣第一次给他按手的时候他眼睛有没有好?
When Jesus first laid his hands on the man, was he completely healed?
他说我看见了啊,人好像树木哦。
He said, I see men like trees.
有没有好?
Was he healed?
有比价好。
He was better.
有没有复原？没有复原啊。
But was he cured? Not completely.
一直到第二次，耶稣又按手在他眼睛上，他说他才复原，样样看得清楚啊。
It was only until Jesus put his hands on his again, his eyes on again, that he was completely healed.
那为什么要用两次来医治这个人啊
？Why did he use these two steps?
耶稣有时候一句话，人的病就好啦。
If Jesus just said a word, he would be immediately healed.
那为什么需要用到两次?
So why did he do this in two steps?
难道是耶稣一下子能力不够吗?所以要来两次吗?
Was it that Jesus suddenly didn't have enough power, so he had to do it twice?
不可能啊。
That's impossible.
哦,那个圣灵所赐给他的力量是无可限量的啊。
The power of the Holy Spirit in him was without bounds.
所以我就一直在想说主耶稣为什么要分两次来医治这个人啊。
So I thought, why is it that Jesus did this twice?
很多时候啊,当人来找神哦,瞎眼的人,当一个人来找到神啊。
When a person is seeking after God.
哦，他在这里说啊，他从黑暗当中看见了。
He went from darkness to being able to see.
虽然没有看得很清楚，但是他至少看见啊。
He wasn't able to see very well, but he could see.
如果今天我们是这个瞎子
，If we were this blind man,
我们会有什么反应
？What kind of reaction would we have?
比以前好太多了嘛。
That it's so much better than I was before.
所以有时候我们就觉得够了。我至少啊，虽然看不清楚哦，看到人好像树木，至少走路不会撞到了吧。
And at least I can see enough that people are walking that I won't run into them.
很多时候我们就在这个时候就觉得知足了。
Sometimes we are satisfied with this status.
有些人是因为生病来找耶稣。
Some people come to seek Jesus for healing.
有些人是因为啊那个什么家庭不平安来找耶稣。
Some people seek Jesus because their family has problems.
有人是因为啊工作有困难来找耶稣。
Some people seek Jesus because their career is not going well.
很多人是因为有一些遇到的困难无法解决，所以来寻找耶稣啊。
So many people come to Jesus because they have problems they can't solve themselves.
他们来到耶稣面前呢、啊，问题解决了。
So when they come to Jesus, their problem is solved.
有时候人就觉得我够了。
And then they might feel that that is enough.
比以前好多啦。
I'm so much better than I was before.
以前是瞎子，什么都看不到。
Before I couldn't see at all.
哎，现在我看到人好像树木走来走去啊，够了。
Now I can see people walking around.
有人就因为这样子就离开啦。
And some people may depart after that.
啊，曾经有人啊，那个。有人生病来到教会哦。
Some people have been coming to church because of illness.
啊，结果靠着祷告病好了。
And then eventually their prayers are answered and they're healed.
哎，就不来了。
But then they stop coming.
啊，结果啊，传道啊，信徒啊，一直去访问啊。
And then so the preachers or believers go to visit them.
他只说啊，你看到哪个病人好的赖在医院不走啊？
And they might say to you, well, who would stay in the hospital if they're already better?
他说我已经好了，我不需要耶稣啦。
I'm already fine, so why do I need Jesus now?
很多时候人就是用这种心态在看信仰。
And some people think of their faith in this way.
哦，所以他只是接触到一点物质上的好处，他就觉得我够了。
So they might have some physical improvement or benefit from believing, and they feel that's
enough. 有时候他就离开了。
And they may then depart from the faith.
哦，就是眼睛有毛病的啊。
But they still have a defect in their eye.
他好像看到信仰不错。
They might think that their faith is fine.
但是他看不到信仰核心的价值。
But they don't see the true value of faith.
他来到教会领受了一些恩典。
They come to church and receive some blessings.
却没有在信仰当中找到耶稣。
But they haven't actually found Jesus himself.
这就是眼睛有毛病啊。
So that means their eye still has a defect.
哦，所以我们今天来到教会啊，我们今天来到教会方向跟目的要很正确啊。
So when we come to church, we have to have a very clear goal.
信仰的努力，信仰的追求，最后就是要看见耶稣啊。
Our whole purpose in our faith is to see Christ.
如果我们能够把那个眼光、目光放正确哦。
If we can direct our eyes in the right way.
今天你可能跟人会有一些冲突。
Maybe you'll have some problems, interpersonal problems.
今天你可能会对某些事情看不过去。
Or maybe you might not understand why certain things happen.
但是你不会，你对神的信仰不会被动摇。
And yet, your faith will not waver in God.
因为你看见耶稣，你样样看得清楚啦。
Because if you see Jesus, then everything is clear.
所以眼睛有毛病的人看不见信仰真正的价值。
So a person who has a defect in their eye does not see the true value of faith.
有时候就失去了做祭司侍奉神的机会了。
And then they might lose the opportunity to be a priest.
那接下来他讲哦。
And then it's,
那接下来说啊，有长癣长疥的哈。
A person with eczema or scab.
那这个都是皮肤病啊。
These are skin diseases.
那我特别去查了一下，它的原来的文字的意思是那种很难缠哈，不能痊愈的皮肤病啊。
And I looked into this, and it describes a skin disease that cannot be.
就是好像一下好了，过不久又犯，好了又犯的这种皮肤病啊。
It's a skin disease that flares up, then goes away, flares up, and goes away.
那一个人为什么会长癣长疥啊？
So why would a person have this eczema or scab?
那常常跟他什么生活的环境跟卫生的习惯很有关系啊。
Because it often has to do with their lifestyle or their habits.
所以长癣长疥的人啊，常常是还活在一个不适合不好的环境里面啊。
So a person with this kind of problem may live in a not very good environment.
所以一下子好，一下子不好，一下子又复发，皮肤病一直在发作啊。
So sometimes it flares up and then calms down and then flares up again.
那今天一个信徒啊，如果啊，虽然信了耶稣，但是常常在信仰跟罪恶当中来来回回，不断的这样走来走去啊。
So if a believer keeps wavering back and forth between a life of faith and a life that is not so good.
好像这种不能痊愈的皮肤病啊。
It is like this kind of skin disease that never completely goes away.
啊，有时候就失去了服事的机会啦。
And then they will also lose the opportunity.
所以我们看那个士师记里面哦。
So if we look at Judges.
整个士师记四百年就是一个大循环，就是什么？就是犯罪被打，求神得救，再回去犯罪啊。
So the entire book of Judges describes a cycle.The people sin, they are punished, they repent, they go back to God, they sin again.
好像不能痊愈的皮肤病啊，一直这样在那个罪当中绕不出来啊。
So it seems like this skin disease that keeps coming back, they keep going back in the cycle.
我们在信主之前啊，有时候没有力量改变自己克服肉体的情欲。
Sometimes we as believers don't have the strength to overcome our physical weaknesses.
所以保罗说我真是苦啊，我想做的善做不出来，我不想做的恶我偏偏去做。
So even Paul himself said, woe is me, the good that I know I should do, I do not have the power to do, and yet the evil that I know I should not do, I commit.
但是这个是信主以前啊。
But this was before he believed in Christ.
信主以后说靠着神的力量就能够改变啊。
After he believed, through the power of the Holy Spirit, he was able to change.
啊，但是如果一个人患了属灵的皮肤病啊
，But if a person has a spiritual skin disease,
而且是这种不能痊愈啊，就是你一下好，一下不好，一下好，一下不好啊，那就不能服侍神啊。
If you keep going back and forth between good and bad and good and bad, then you cannot serve God.
哦，遇到灵恩会的时候，突然大发热心。
When the spiritual convocation comes, then you're suddenly fervent.
啊，灵恩会三天以后又跟信徒吵架。
And then 3 days after the spiritual convocation, you're arguing with somebody again.
哦，发脾气，两个月不来教会。
And after a burst of anger, you don't come to church for two months.
然后结果第三个月觉得心里有点愧疚。
And then you start to feel kind of guilty.
那第四个月又是灵恩会，哇，又开始大发热心。
And so the next spiritual convocation, you become fervent again.
我总是觉得啊，神看我们看得很累呀。
Sometimes I think God must be very tired at watching.
看我们在那个里面这样一直绕，哇，一下子很热心，一下子又生气又吵架，一下子又跟神赌气不来教会。
I think he sees us going back and forth into this vicious cycle where between good and bad.
啊，结果啊，信主信很久，还是这样子，密切一点长进都没有啊。
And so even though we've believed for a long time, we still find ourselves in the cycle.
皮肤病啊。
So this is a skin disease.
啊，这皮肤病啊，先改变你生活环境啊。
So to cure the disease, we have to change our environment.
啊，改变你生活态度啊。
We have to change our attitude.
改变你对信仰的观念啊。
Change our view of faith.
那是更重要的，你要找对医生，用对药啊。
Most importantly, you have to find the right physician and the right medicine.
哦，所以啊，要脱离现状，要改变自己啊。
So to depart from your evil ways and to change yourself.
不要在这种循环里面一年又一年的这样子绕下去啊。
Don't keep going back into this vicious cycle.
啊，不要像以色列人在旷野一绕就是40年，到最后通通没有进去啊。
And don't be like the Israelites who wandered around for 40 years in the wilderness and didn't end up in the Holy Land.
这种不能医治不能痊愈的皮肤病啊，最后就是绕旷野绕到死啊。
And those people who keep getting this skin disease back will never make it to the promised land.
哦，所以我们要改变啊。
So we have to change.
我们要求神啊，帮我们医治啊，从头医到脚，真的帮我们医好啊。
We have to ask God for His help to completely heal us from head to toe.
让我们不要再活到过去的那种罪恶生活里面。
So that we never go back to our sinful life.
啊，让我们能够改变自己的坏脾气、坏个性。
To change our character so that we don't have our evil habits.
哦，所以我们常跟学生联谊会的孩子说哦。
So we often tell the students in the student spiritual convocation.
我说不要啊，每次都只回来充电呐、啊。
Don't keep coming back to recharge.
啊，什么叫充电？充电代表你的电池又用光了嘛，对不对
？What does it mean to recharge? It means that you've already depleted your.
每次学生联会只会回来悔改跟充电。
Some students only come back to the spiritual convocation to recharge and to repent.
讲好听一点叫做回头啦。
And to you might say that they've returned.
那讲难听就是没长进呐。
But on the other hand, that they haven't really improved.
啊，你要从普通的这种电池啊，你要进步一点嘛。
So you have to improve from just being a plain battery.
不是只是回来充电啊，你是什么？回来进化。
You can't just recharge. You have to continue to upgrade.
哦，你要变成最好有一天变成核电厂啊。
And hopefully one day you'll become a power plant.
不只是啊，能够自己发电啊。
Generate energy yourself.
还能够啊，把这个电啊传给身旁的人啊。
You have to give the energy to other people.
哦，所以不要一直在那个什么悔改赦罪啊，又悔，这样一直在绕啊。
So don't keep going back into sin, repentance, good sin, repentance, good.
要进步哦。
You have to improve.
啊，最后这里讲哈、哦，有那个什么损坏圣子的也不能够来啊。
And also those who are eunuch.
啊，什么叫损坏圣子？就是没有生育能力啊。
That means somebody who has no ability to reproduce.
哦，一个没有生育能力的信徒，就是没有办法结出果子来啦。
That means a believer who cannot bear fruit.
啊，这跟我们能不能生小孩一点关系都没有啊。
This has nothing to do with whether you can have children.
但是这跟我们能不能结出果实有直接的关系啊。
But it really depends on whether you can bear spiritual fruit.
哦，在圣经里面跟我们讲得很清楚哦。
So the Bible tells us very clearly.
所以说不能结果子，砍掉吧。
Jesus said that a tree that does not bear fruit should be chopped down.
这不是开玩笑的啊。
This is not a joke.
今天呢、啊，我们如果没有办法在属灵生命上结出果子来哦。
If we are unable to bear a spiritual fruit,
就叫做什么？就是损坏圣子，不能生育啊。
That means that we are infertile.
哦，所以啊，我们今天都要结出果实。
So we have to bear fruit.
哦，那个圣经里面讲说啊，说今年且留着，再一年看看吧。
The Bible said that if we leave it for a year to see if it will bear
fruit. 有时候我们要问问自己啊，我是不是正好在那个今年且留着，明年就砍掉了、啊？
We have to ask ourselves sometimes, are we in that probation period where we might get chopped down in a year?
搞不清楚自己在哪一年啊，还很得意啊，没结果子也没事嘛，明年就砍掉了。
We might think, oh, we're fine. It doesn't matter if I don't bear fruit today.
所以我们今年，我们每个人都必须要结出果实来啊。
We have to constantly bear fruit.
要生养众多。
We have to bear more fruit.
要能够造，要能够生出敬虔的儿女。
We have to have faithful and obedient children.
不只是我们自己的孩子，要教导他们成为敬虔的儿女。
Not only our children need to be faithful.
宗教教育的学生也要教导他们能够成为好的好那个信仰的果实啊。
We also have to bring up the youths in the church to become also trees that bear fruit.
除了这个以外，我们的生活、我们的行为、我们的家庭都要在各方面结出果实。
So whether in our own lives, in our day-to-day basis, or in the church, we have to bear fruit.
因为在这里说不会生养的不能服侍啊。
Because it says here a eunuch cannot serve.
所以我们今天每个人都要生养众多。
So today we have to bear more fruit.
在我们的生活当中，在我们的行为里面呢，结出让神满意的果实来啊。
And we have to bear fruit that is pleasing to God.
不要结那个又酸又苦又丑又小的啊。
Don't bear the fruit that's bitter or sour or small.
有结果子啊，但是都不能吃啊，那也没有什么意思啊。
If you bear fruit that's inedible, that's not good either.
所以我们要结出神所喜悦的果实来啊。
We have to bear the fruit that's pleasing to God.
这是每个人都可以做得到的啊。
This is something that everyone can do.
每个人都必须要对自己有要求。
We have to have expectations for ourselves.
信仰不但要有付出。
We have to offer of ourselves.
更要有结果。
But we have to also bear fruit.
看到自己的长进。
And see ourselves improve.
看到自己付出对别人生命的改变。
We have to see how our service can change the lives of others.
这个就是结出果实来啦。
This is what it means to bear fruit.
因为你的缘故，神的名得到荣耀，这就叫做结出果实啊。
Because of your fruit, the name of God is glorified.
因为你的忍耐，别人找到信仰的道路，这就是结出果实来啦。
Because of your perseverance, other people are able to see the truth.
因为你的努力，所以教会更加兴旺，这就是结出果实来啦。
And because of your efforts, the church is able to prosper.
圣经里面说，不可空手朝见神。
The Bible tells us we should not go to God empty-handed.
这是我们每个人对自己的要求。
This is something we should expect of ourselves.
主耶稣这样的爱我们。
God has loved us so much.
我们怎么可以空手朝见他呢？
How can we go to him empty-handed?
我们今天就分享到这边哦。
So we will conclude our sharing here.
我们一起唱诗58首。
Let us sing hymn now 58.
我们要一起来做结束祷告哦。
Now we are going to have a concluding prayer.
我们从明天开始就是这次的布道会以及灵恩会啊。
From tomorrow, we will have our evangelical services and spiritual convocation.
这个是我们开始学习侍奉的机会哦。
This is an opportunity for us to learn to serve.
不用等到什么灵修完全的时候才来服侍啦。
We don't have to wait until we are fully holy. To serve.
做祭司从明天就可以开始了
哈。You can start being a priest tomorrow.
侍奉神从明天就可以开始了。
You can start serving God tomorrow.
在灵恩布道会当中，特别应该有很多机会让我们联络慕道朋友，或者是跟他们在这里你看到一些比较少见的、少看到的信徒，或者是慕道朋友，这就是我们服侍的机会啦。
And I'm sure that during the next few days, we will have the opportunity to bring our friends or talk to people whom we seldom see.
或者是你看到那个平常比较少人跟他讲话，比较孤单的，那就是你的机会啦。
Or if you see somebody who is perhaps a little lonely or that not many people talk to, this is your chance.
所以要做祭司，要逼自己啊。
So you have to constantly remind yourself to be a priest.
要离开你的 comfort zone, 就是离开你那个很习惯的那个小环境。
We have to get away from our comfort zone.
那个就是努力成为祭司的开始。
This is the beginning of how we can train to be a priest.
所以我们在祷告当中特别为接下来这几天的灵恩布道会代祷。
So in this prayer, let us especially ask God to guide the next few days.
求主跟我们同在哦。
That our Lord Jesus may be with us.
我们一起到前面来祷告。
Let's all come to the front to pray.